All right, moving on. We now have him on the line. That's what the thumbs up was, the big thumbs up.
Yes.
There you go. Will Wegman, of course, he is a regular on the program. He's a writer, a fisherman, naturalist, a tournament angler, and conservation director for Aurora Bassmasters. And he just returned from a hiking trip to Portugal, Azores, Portugal.
Ooh.
And next he's heading on a fishing trip in Algoma, Ontario. How's that? He's everywhere. Good morning, Mr. Wegman. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Viola. How are you?
I am feeling. I'm feeling 100%, brother. 100%.
That's so good to hear, buddy.
Thanks, man. What Portugal? What is that all about?
It's the craziest story. So my son and I, 33-year-old son, he and I go on a trip every September because I take a whole month off usually to go fishing. So we're planning to go out east to New Brunswick. And the week before the trip, we were looking at Hurricane Dorian and its path was going to end up out east during the exact time that we were going to be there. So we changed our plans in a hurry and had looked at the west coast, going to British Columbia, doing some fishing and hiking there. And my son said, so if I book somewhere else, are you going to be okay with that? And I said, sure. And the next thing I know, 2 days before we were to leave, I got a text that said, I booked us to the Azores. So I had to Google where that was and what it was all about because I had no clue. And that's where we ended up. And we spent 5 days there on the main island of San Miguel, doing a lot of hiking and sightseeing and just becoming enamored with that part of the world.
Wow. Now, I'm assuming this was not your prototypical trip to a European country and spending all your time in the cities. I'm assuming this had more of an outdoor flair to it?
Absolutely. Yeah, you nailed it. We stayed at an Airbnb that was right on the ocean and had an amazing view there. And then we traveled every day. We put over 800 hours on the vehicle that we rented. And, it's only, 250 mile island from one end to the other, but it's a volcanic island. They actually call it the Hawaii of the Atlantic. And, without all the real urban, tourism type of atmosphere that you would get from Hawaii. So it's very rugged, beautiful mountainous scenery, lush, forested areas, and it's amazing. We did some hikes, Angelo, that just blew our minds. Amazing views and vistas. We hiked down to this one lake, and on the way up, I mean, the drop was incredible, but on the way up, we see this dude coming, huffing and puffing, but all I noticed was a fishing rod sticking from the back of his knapsack, and I said, did you catch anything? And in broken English, he explained that but they were only black bass. And I go, only? And he said, I caught about 30 of them this morning. And he held out his hands and said they were from, like, it looked like about, 14 inches to 24, 25 inches. And he said, yeah, they were all on top water while I was just wading around the lake.
So my God.
Is not bringing a fishing rod. Even if it's not for the ocean fish, I did not expect there to be that caliber of freshwater fish for the greatest species that God ever created.
It still amazes me. It still amazes me when I know last year in Europe, we were in Italy in particular, when you go to some of these lakes to do what they would consider traditional fishing, and you look at their signs on the species available in that body of water, at the very bottom of all those signs, they've got largemouth bass, and it's kind of like they're hiding it down there. You know what I mean?
No disclaimer.
Yeah, it's like a disclaimer. By the way, if you catch one of these, they're called this, and they're all filled with bass, and nobody fishes them.
I know. It was amazing. Yeah. So if any of your listeners ever end up in the Azores, make sure to bring a fishing rod, but they're going to have one heck of a vacation either way.
Will, can you stay with me for a couple of more minutes? I've got to take a quick break. I want to talk to you about your upcoming trip to the Algoma region, because you know I'm pretty familiar with that one, and there is a ton of fish to be had up in that area.
Absolutely. Yep, I'm on the road up there now, and I'll perfect. Be here when you get back.
Will Wegman, Conservation Director with Aurora Bassmasters, heading up to my favorite part of the world, Algoma region. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away. Hi, everybody. Angelo Viola here. I thought I'd take a minute and thank all of our listeners and advertisers for the tremendous support over the years. Together, we fight a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. It truly is a team effort. Every Saturday morning from 8 to 10, we explore, discuss, and share our love and passion for our Canadian heritage of fishing, hunting, camping, and playing outside. ODJ Radio is the best way to connect with Mother Nature, even when you can't be there. That's why advertising on this program is such an effective way to deliver messages to a vast audience of outdoor enthusiasts and backyard adventurers. Hook up with the Outdoor Journal radio sales team and take a deep breath of the fresh outdoors. Contact us at odjradio.com or call 905-571-3223. That's 905-571-3223. That's right, kiddies. Welcome back to the program. Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. Over there, Stephen Labadie. I've just renamed him this morning. It's going to be Labadie from now on. I love that.
Labadie.
Derek Brandeo and Jessica Ellis as well, and online with us. Good friend of the programs. Has been with us for a number of years. I've known Will, I don't even want to say how long. Will Wegman, Conservation Director, Aurora Bassmasters. Hey, Will, I got to be honest with you. A few minutes ago, when we were talking, and you were talking about your son, and you were struggling a little bit with his age, right? As you're trying to figure out his age, I'm thinking, okay, he's got that wrong. There's no way Will has got a son in his 30s. And then all of a sudden, it dawned on me. Because I still see you as that, 20-some-odd year old that, when we first met. Isn't it funny as you get older, you don't picture yourself as being a senior citizen?
Yeah, it's so true, Angelo. I like to swim, and I just got my swim pass for the local pool, and they said, do you want the senior rate? You're turning 60. And I said, okay, sure.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, crazy. Where has the time gone? Exactly. So you're heading to Algoma. Tell me about it.
Yeah. So beautiful Algoma country. I was there a couple times this year and have really fallen in love with that part of the province. It's kind of underrated for your listeners. It's between say Sudbury and the Sault Ste. Marie area along Highway 17, and to the south you've got Lake Huron, the northern part of Lake Huron and Manitoulin Island and all that. So amazing country. It's interesting that it's not typical Canadian Shield, and that it sort of has its fair mix of rolling hills and farmland as well. That and a lot of it is farmed by the Mennonites, and it's really interesting country with lots of awesome lakes and river systems like the Spanish. So that's where I'll be headed, up to the Spanish River this time. My first trip up to the Spanish. Really looking forward to staying at Blue Heron Resort. I think you're familiar with it.
Service
from what I've heard, and cottages right on the water, really catering to anglers, so it's supposedly one of the finest fisheries in that whole area.
How do you plan a trip like this out? Well, like, did you sit down and say, okay, so this year for my annual fall pilgrimage, I want to target this species, or I want to go to this area, or like, how do you come up with it? How did you decide on where to go?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I looked at distance, and for some reason I always anticipated that area was like a 10-12 hour drive,
right.
But I was mistaken. It was from the Toronto area, it's like 5 or 6, So that's like cuts it in half. You can drive in the morning and be fishing in the afternoon, and that's what we planned to do. Then I started looking at the different fishing opportunities and how much fishing pressure is up there. I contacted Algoma Tourism, and those folks are amazing. They really helped me put together the type of adventure that I was looking for. I like housekeeping style cottages, you know, where you do your own cooking and you come and go as you please. I love, you know, as a tournament angler, Angela, we're always taking our boats in and out of the water to go from one site to the next. What I love, and maybe you do as well, when you're at these kind of sites, you keep your boat in the water the whole week. You put it beside the dock right in front of your cottage. You charge your batteries at night, and you're good to go, you know, fish 3-4 times a day instead of like a solid 10-hour day. You can come in for lunch, and it's like such a wonderful way to have a real fishing vacation.
It's amazing. You know, I'm only laughing at what you're saying because, you know, I obviously have been there a million times. But it's amazing when you analyze it, just how much time we spend putting boats in water and pulling them out of water in the course of a year.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Good stats. So what are you looking for in terms of what would be a really good trip for you? How do you, at the end of it all, how do you measure it?
That's a good question. I don't always measure
Thank you, Stuart.
It on numbers of fish, but I'm hoping that we have, you know, good action during the course of the day, particularly for smallmouth. That will be the main target. And we hear, you know, there's a really good opportunity of catching several, you know, 4 to 5, 5.5 pound smallmouth, so that will be really good. The musky fishing there apparently is quite spectacular as well. This summer, the latter part of the summer actually, there have already been 3 musky caught over that magic 50-inch mark. So I brought my musky tackle, and we may go for them and hopefully get a few walleye for dinner as well.
Yeah, you're going to love the walleye fishing there, man. It'll blow you away. But the minute you travel, you know, I mean, we have – don't get me wrong. We have some pretty spectacular walleye fishing in southern Ontario. The problem is we take it for granted, right? But the beauty of going up to an area like the Spanish, like you're going to, is that you're catching them in what we perceive to be this beautiful, pristine environment. And for some reason, makes all the difference in the world. You know, you can have, like when you have a shore lunch in Algoma or anywhere in northern Ontario, it's totally different than if you were to do it, say, you know, in southern Ontario. And it's that pristine setting, isn't it?
It's true. Like here in southern Ontario, we still look for areas to have a shore lunch, but it can take you a couple hours to find a suitable place that's, you know, doesn't have a cottage on it, isn't private, and it takes forever. But up in that country, it's you have your pick. It's all crowned and lots of places. So, yeah, looking forward to that. You're right.
Well, my friend, all you need is some good weather, and my next guest is going to be able to help us with that, hopefully. But all you need is some good weather to play it. How long are you going to be up north for?
We're going to be there until the end of Wednesday. So I've got a question for you. You fish the Spanish. This time of year, do you think I should be focusing on transition areas between deep and shallow, or do you think some of these smallmouth and walleye are already deep, or what's your recommendation?
No, I would do the usual, Will. I'd go check that transition. I'd even look shallow, to be honest with you, up there, depending on how their season has gone, how the weather pattern has gone over the last 3 or 4 weeks. But don't ever be afraid of throwing something relatively shallow, even this time of year. Obviously, earlier in the day, it's going to be a little more productive for you. But don't be afraid of that. You're going to love this body of water, by the way. It's going to get under your skin for sure.
It's funny how places do that. We're looking forward to it. I'm going with a good friend of mine, Doug Wadden. He's driving.
Nice.
He's the tournament director for our Aurora Bassmasters. So 2 hardcore anglers, and we're just going to have a blast.
Oh, man, I'm green with envy. Enjoy, boys. Have a great time and be safe out there.
Thanks very much, Angelo. Take care.
Will Wegman, conservation director, Aurora Bassmasters, headed to the Spanish.
Oh,
You've never been up there in that area.
No, I have not.
No, you should. You'd love it.
For sure. Check it out.